to DayFM's Last Word on Health with OCF. Shake your lolly for Lollipop Month. Support cancer research at ocf.ie.
I'm looking out my back window at the sun shining, a beautiful blue sky, not a cloud in sight. The temperature's warming up. It's all great. The only thing is, for some people, it does give increased concern to the possibility of hay fever. Dr. Brian Higgins, GP at Galway Primary Care. How many people in Ireland tend to get affected by hay fever?
Hi, Matt. It's actually about one in five people in Ireland who suffer with hay fever to some degree.
And it tends to be more present when? What sort of weather conditions?
Usually when it's dry, sunny, and sometimes if there's a little bit of wind as well, spread around the pollen. But generally for people who suffer, they tend to get symptoms from about Easter up until maybe Halloween.
So tell us, what exactly is hay fever? How do you know if you have it?
So medically we use the term allergic rhinitis, and it's a condition that sometimes comes hand in hand with eczema and asthma. And when we're talking about hay fever, we're talking about a specific allergy to pollens produced by plants, grass, trees and weeds, that we can also call seasonal allergies. And when those pollens enter the body, especially into the sinus and into the eyes, the body responds by releasing a chemical called histamine. Now, if you've ever had a nettle sting and you've gotten those lumps come up in your arms, that's what histamine does. It causes swelling, itchiness. And for people with hay fever, that's those hives, if you like, actually occur on the inside of the sinus and on the eyes. So they make the sinuses swollen, blocked, cause the nose to run, cause sneezing, watery, itchy eyes and real scratchiness of the throat. And sometimes it can actually make people quite sick and be really debilitating, causing fever, headaches and sinusitis.
Okay, why did the one in five get it and the other four in five not get it? Is it just something that's built into our DNA?
There's a couple of different hypotheses of it. There's definitely a genetic predisposition to it. So if your parents, say, suffer with asthma or eczema, you're more likely to have asthma, eczema, or hay fever. And we'll often use the term atopy for that. There's some evidence for this thing called the clean hypothesis. So if you have kids who don't get exposed to things through their mouth when they're very small, so effectively if they're too clean and they're not putting things into their mouth, their immune system doesn't get trained to recognize things that are harmless from things that are harmful. And if your body recognizes something that's harmless and reacts as if it's harmful, that's what we call an allergy.
Okay, so how do you diagnose it? And then what do you do once you have a diagnosis?
So I think a lot of people know, like, I've suffered with hay fever and I've had it since I was a young kid. So I'll actually know when the pollen counts are high. I'll wake up, I'll feel my nose a little bit blocked, my eyes a little bit itchy, and I'll get it this time of year. I'll take a hay fever tablet and a nasal spray and I'll be fine. Lots of people can develop it later in life and they mightn't be aware of the symptoms. So what they might find is that their eyes are a bit itchy, their nose is running, they might feel like they have a sinus infection or a cold. And what will determine it is how long it lasts. So generally colds will have people sick for about 5 days, whereas hay fever will last as long as the pollen counts are high. And hay fever will respond very well if you take an antihistamine, whereas a cold won't.
Yeah, because sometimes, Brian, I suppose people want to live with it, don't they? I mean, if you have a lovely day like today, and hopefully the weather now will be picking up from here throughout the summer, people want to get out and enjoy that and not have it ruined for them by the pollen. But they don't want to be staying indoors to avoid the pollen either, do they?
Yeah, I think you have to live your life. Now, there are people with really severe hay fever. And for them, actually, the over-the-counter treatments that are available, and there are really good over-the-counter treatments available. So for people with mild allergies, pop to your pharmacist and there's loads that they can advise you to take. And when that's not working, you really should speak to your health professional, a doctor who can prescribe then some stronger treatments. And when that doesn't work, there are actually immunotherapies that we can use to turn off the allergy. Now, with any allergy, the lower the dose, the less the reaction is. So for me, if I'm out on a sunny day, I'll be careful to wear sunglasses. I know that I'm really allergic to horses. So unfortunately, I just have to avoid them because the medication I take isn't strong enough to waylay my allergy. But most of the time, people can manage with good treatment. And I think for a lot of people who come to me, they really just haven't found the right combination of an antihistamine and a nasal spray to control their treatment. So there's a little bit of trial and error. And there's also some education on the treatments about how to take them, the importance of taking them regularly when the pollen counts are high. And also the nasal sprays. There's techniques with nasal sprays to ensure that you get the most benefit from using it. Whereas if you're using a nasal spray wrong, you mightn't be getting any benefit from it at all, despite the fact someone might be using it every day.
Listener says, I feel like my hay fever gets a little worse every year. I'm asthmatic and never had a problem until 4 or 5 years ago. It started mild, but is getting slightly worse every year. Is that common? The listener wants to know.
I see that so often, where a lot of the times I'll see it where people have grown up in Ireland, moved away and come back, and they're quite allergic here to the native pollens that we have. Or for some reason, people will just start to suffer with hay fever in their mid-20s and 30s. And I see that lots, and that's sometimes the trickier one to diagnose, because you're just not expecting it. And for me, I've been dealing with hay fever since I was small, so I really don't mind taking a tablet and a nasal spray every day. But for young, healthy people, it's not a nice idea to have to start taking tablets every day. And unfortunately, it's a condition that more often than not, we just have to manage as opposed to cure. And having to take that tablet every day is a bit frustrating.
Listener says, I seem to find hay fever worse in spring when things are blooming, and in forests. Am I mad? Nasal spray works a treat, but not tablets. Well, the forest thing I can understand, because there is such a thing called tree pollen, which some people are allergic to. I know that personally. And I suppose when things are blooming as well, there is the potential for more pollen being released.
Exactly. So the different pollens release at different times of the year. And there is a very, very good website online for a pollen forecast on mesh.ie, and that'll tell you which pollens are high, what areas they're high, and what days they're going to be high. So for people who suffer quite severely, if you're suffering with tree pollens quite severely, you can pop online, see if the tree pollen counts are going to be high for the next couple of days, and maybe instead of going for a walk in a forest, go for a walk, you know, down the street or at the beach if you can.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brian Higgins, for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM. Brian is GP at Galway Primary Care.
Today FM's Last Word on Health with OCF. Shake your lolly for Lollipop Month. Support cancer research at ocf.ie.